There's two groups that are really responsible for allowing us to search for an asteroid, and one of them is from Texas A&M. It's the Texas Regional Collaborative that Dr. Carolyn Schrader organizes and has teachers do workshops. So it was through the TRC that introduced me to working with the International Astronomical Search Collaboration, which is out of Hardin-Simmons University, and they have schools from around the world analyze these images, searching for asteroids. So without those two programs, we would not have done this.
Tell me about the actual sighting and what y'all went through to get the asteroid named.
Okay, we discovered it in 2008, analyzing images from the telescope. Let's see, the images were taken from the Astronomical Research Institute in Illinois, sent to the ISAAC program, and then they sent them to us. And so we searched the images, taking measurements of asteroids. And so if it happened to be a new asteroid, then we got credit for it, and that's what happened. We actually discovered two that year. And so once it gets discovered, it has to be observed multiple times from there, and then once it's observed and gets a good orbit, it's then cataloged at the Minor Planet Center in Harvard, at Harvard.
From 2008 to 2012, it's a matter of record keeping and watching and watching the asteroids then.
And watching the asteroid. It had enough oppositions to be measured. It was around December of last year. And at that time, it got cataloged with the number. And once it gets cataloged, then we can submit for naming. So it took from June to submitting the name to the International Astronomical Union in Paris, France, to get it approved. And then it got cataloged November 2nd of this year, so 2012, which is really remarkable because that's only 4 years. And normally this process takes around 10. Or an average of 10 years to go from discovery to catalog.
Talk a little bit about the process of choosing the name.
The name, we only have 16 characters to work with, and Madisonville High was what fit within those 16 characters. And so we knew we wanted to name it after the school or the school district in itself, because these students were junior high students, and I was working at the junior high at the time. And so we then transferred up to the high school, and so we kind of wanted it to be a district name, not junior high or high school specific, but just Madisonville High.
I just find this really great, particularly for the students and for you professionally, and something that that you all can talk about this really for the rest of your lives, because you know how this is such a rare occurrence.
Right. I mean, it's cataloged in the same catalog you'd find Pluto. So it's going to be there forever. Number 269323 will always be known as Madisonville High.
Any estimate of the distance from Earth to Madisonville High? The asteroid?
The asteroid. Yeah, you can find the orbit itself on the JPL website. Madisonville High is 1.98 astronomical units from Earth, or 2.95 astronomical units from the Sun. And it orbits between Mars and Jupiter. It's what's known as a main belt asteroid. It has a approximate size between 1 kilometer and 3. That hasn't been specifically determined yet, but we know it's in that range.
What happens from here from an educational standpoint?
From an educational standpoint? Well, since that first discovery in 2008, we've gone on and discovered 8 more asteroids that are in the workings of being observed and possibly someday being cataloged. So our plan is for like these students that are seniors now that have discovered these is before they leave school, get at least 3 possible names that they would want to name their asteroid, and then if it comes up, hopefully we can contact them and we can go through the process and they can have their own asteroid named after themselves. the ones that discovered it. I just discovered them.
Any idea how many other high schools have done this?
I mean, have actually discovered asteroids?
Yeah.
Within the program that, you know, that we're working with, most of those are colleges that have actually done this. I don't know how many high schools have actually been had asteroids named after them, but I think it's pretty rare.
Anything else that we need to share with listeners about this?
It's real science in a regular classroom in Madisonville High School, and it's pretty phenomenal. The students love doing it, you know, and it's something they can take and show their grandkids, you know, hey, I discovered this asteroid.
Have I missed anything else?
The International Astronomical Search Collaboration is a program that distributes the images to schools and has them participate, and the Texas Regional Collaborative is the one that got us all started. They're the ones that sent us to Berkeley, California for 3 weeks to learn all this. So that was pretty amazing. There was 18 teachers from across the state of Texas. They offered the program to help implement the 4x4 science curriculum that the Texas state required students to do now is take 4 years of science. So they needed that fourth year science. So one of the programs that they wanted to implement was astronomy. And so they gathered 18 teachers, or selected 18 teachers from across Texas, sent us to Berkeley, California to learn the Isaac program, hands-on universe curriculum, and basic astronomy. You know, this is once in a lifetime for students in the area that I know of. So hopefully, you know, other schools can get involved and they can learn how to search for asteroids and maybe possibly have one after their name. You know what's wonderful about this program? It's free to all the schools. Everything is worked off volunteers from around the world. And the program is, right now we've got a campaign going on that's off Portugal. We have images that we're currently involved in is from Pan-STARRS out of Hawaii, and that's 24 teams from Texas and from, I know we're teamed up with Taiwan, Portugal, Bulgaria, and I can't remember what all the other states were, or countries were. So that even gets them global.